ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Tonga has a new prime minister, and close observers of politics there say that the change in leader will bring a significant change too to the way the government runs in the kingdom after the death of the former late prime minister Akilisi Pohiva earlier this month. Now, the new PM Pohiva Tuinatoa was elected to the position on Friday. He beat the man who had been acting prime minister the last few weeks, Samisi Sika, did so soundly with 15 votes to 8. Obviously, MPs are the ones to elect him. Now, Dr. Tuinatoa was previously the finance minister. He'd also been a member of Mr. Pohiva's political party. But ahead of the vote last week, he left that grouping along with three others to form a new political party called the People's Party. So what to make of all these developments? Tevita Motulalu is the director of the Royal Oceania Institute. It is a Tongan think tank, and I spoke with him a short time ago.
It will be significantly different from the previous prime minister's take on leadership. And it was stated on for public media right after the ballot, especially in relation to how Parliament and Cabinet positioned themselves regarding the Privy Council and His Majesty. Previously, there was a lot of confrontational and oppositional relationships between the previous administration and Privy Council. But the new Prime Minister has declared that his priority is to rebuild relationships with better relationships with His Majesty and to end the divisive politics that seems to have taken up Tongan society previously. There's been a lot of issues that need serious attention that might only work when we work together. Like there's an apparent meth problem, as has been on the news, youth and social life. There's a lot of youth problems, unemployment, but also an emphasis on tackling economic growth and opportunities.
So those are largely going to be his priorities, those sorts of issues affecting everyday people that perhaps people believe that were overlooked as politics perhaps descended into almost somewhat turmoil at certain points there, as you've described.
Yes. So not a very ideological-driven approach, but trying to take a more objective one towards a stronger government. It's also been noted that divisive politics has, rather than curbing even the perception of corruption, it's probably made it worse. With a small parliament of 26, 27, a smaller cabinet of 12, it doesn't help.
What do you make of the lead-up to the vote on Friday when the now Prime Minister actually left the party that he'd long been part of, that of the late Prime Minister Akilisi Pohiva, to form a new party along with three others? What's the significance of that move?
That was really, really significant. It was a very, very big change for an outcome of 15-8 when the previous administration had almost won the whole parliament out of the elections. It was a very, very serious turnaround.
So does that suggest to you that perhaps politics in Tonga is at this position that it's going to be changing, that a lot of it had been led by Akilisi Pohiva himself as an individual, a personality, and now with him no longer around, the dynamics will change quite considerably?
Yes, I think so. Because also a lot of the previous confrontations were also between personas and personality. But right now, the newer generation of politicians are not so much into that. They want to get things done. A lot of them are well educated from, a lot of them from overseas, from Australia and New Zealand. But they also have a heart to reach out to the community to improve things. Previously, even the Akilisi Pohiva government and Akilisi himself stated that his administrations are not going to be focusing on economic growth. They're going to make sure the fundamental groundwork of power and authority, as in the constitution, that's his priority. He's not going to focus on battling growth, but battling the constitution. I think it's a very serious change.